कृष्णा कृष्णा हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे My dear devotees, we will be seeing shortly a multi-vision presentation on Srimati Radharani. And I would like to inspire you to combine this viewing exercise also with an exercise in prayer. As you know, during one of our sessions, we have the Kapanya Panjika, a list of requests by Rupa Goswami on art of prayer. Srila Rupa Goswami describes in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu three types of prayers, and it's very important that we learn them, that we learn their moods, in order to experience being taken out of our own world and led into Srimati Radharani's world. Only by prayers which are received and heard and answered can we make this transition from our ego-based world into the world of selfless love. Kamsa, the great king of the Asuras, tried to enter Vrindavan, or the spiritual dimension of Vrindavan, without prayer, and with all his might and power and intelligence, he was defeated by the ladies who knew how to make cow dung patties. After Kamsa had sent so many of his Asura friends to kill Lord Krishna, he thought, this is not possible. This little boy has single-handedly killed the mighty Putana witch who has previously murdered many, many innocent children. He has fought and killed Agasura demon, Denukasura. He has fought with and killed with all my big demon army. Now I will show how to kill Krishna by taking matters into my own hand. And with this determination, King Kamsa left alone in full armor his residential town or how do you say, regent's town, Mathura, with the firm intention to enter Braj. Now, when he came to the outskirts of Vrindavan town, he saw an elderly lady with whitish hair, maybe like Jagatarini is sporting now an impressive amount of whitish hair. So this elderly lady also was bedecked with whitish hair and dressed in the red garb of an ascetic. "What do you want?" she asked Kamsa. "And who are you?" "I don't think I need to give my introduction to elderly women," said the mighty king of the Asuras. So when Purnamasi saw that he did not want to respond to her request, Purnamasi took the mighty king by the wrist, pulled him and threw him in one of the irrigation ditches. She is Yogamaya, very powerful. The origin of Mahamaya. Mahamaya is just her reflected face in the mirror of material existence. So she has a lot of power, Mahamaya, but Yogamaya has more. So Kamsa found himself in the irrigation ditch. I imagine there were frogs and elks and other decorative elements for his king crown. But when he climbed out of the ditch in order to take revenge at this old lady, he saw that his body had transformed into the body of a girl. Purnamasi said, "Ah, you have a female side to yourself. Now I order you. I asked you, what can you do?" Kamsa was so bewildered when he saw himself in the body of a woman, of all beings, that he could not answer the question, "What can you do?" Kamsa was so shocked that he was speechless. So Purnamasi said, "You learn to make cow dung patties, like the village folk here. Only if you pass in the school of cow dung patty productions will you be accepted here in Braj." So Kamsa had to run after the cows. He had to wait patiently until the cows had answered the nature's call. He had to take the dung and make it into patties. First he thought he would run back to Mathura, but what would his ministers say if they would see a lady caked with cow dung claiming to be the mighty king of the Asuras? They would most probably strip him naked and chase him out of town. So he was so fearful that he remained in Braj. But only at the outskirts, where the irrigation ditches were, he couldn't enter deeper. One day Purnamasi came smilingly to him and said, "Come with me." And she brought this weeping lady, the king of the demon, who was crying tears of frustration and humility, to one of the irrigation ditches, threw him back into the ditch, and he came out as Kamsa. Purnamasi looked at him and said, "You can't enter Braj by your own strength. Now run back to Mathura, you fool." And Kamsa had to leave Vrindavan. He had to leave his attempt to conquer Krishna, or to come even close to Krishna, and again sit on the lonely throne of his deserted ego. So this is the story of the Kamsa entry into Braj. The devotee entry looks different. We also know we can't go by our own strength into the kingdom of Radha. We know, however, we can enter if Radha receives our requests and pulls us to the other side, the side of spirituality. There are three ways of expressing prayers which Rupa Goswami teaches. And is this recorded, Adi Purusha? Okay. Posterity, you will hear it also. It's part of the seminar, that's why I'm asking. One prayer is called Sampratanatmika Vigyapti. It's a praise, more or less. The other type of prayer is called Dainya Bodhika Vigyapti. It's an admission of one's incompetence. And the last prayer is called Lala Samayi Vigyapti, or an expression of longing. So I will give you the traditional examples for these three types of prayers, so that when we see Srimati Radharani appearing as the queen of Vrindavan and the queen of this sacred space, we may offer our own prayer. There will be many prayers which will be given for you, which you could follow. But it's nice to know a little bit about the art of prayer. First, Sampratanatmika Vigyapti. Prayers of request and pray, and we are requesting. Yuvatinam yata yuni yunam cha juvato yata mano bidame tadavan mano bidamatam tvayi. On this level, where a soul from this world expresses his submission, an example is used which is very, very worldly. It's a request for attachment which uses the experience which we have made. Just as the minds of young women are attracted to a young man, and just like the minds of young men are attracted to a young woman, may my mind be attracted to you. So in this type of prayer, the devotee expresses his simple submission more or less from a level of unattained love and unattained attraction. Very helplessly he comes out of this world and offers sampratana, a type of prayer. And another prayer would be samsaga sargaranato, oh my dear young couple, I who am swimming in this ocean of samsara, surrounded by relatives, friends and wife, surrender now unto you and pray that you lift me up. So here's a, have you ever experienced how spontaneously you are attracted to the opposite gender, the opposite sex? It's so natural. It doesn't require any sadhana or any education. It just comes. So this is the example where a devotee with full exasperation of the heart says, I'm so attracted to young women or young, and the women to young men, and I wish that in the same spontaneous way I'm attracted to you. Srila Prabhupada once spoke with a reverend priest, Gary Davis, in New York, and the reverend told Prabhupada, it's so crucial that we know what to pray for to God. Prabhupada answered, we should pray to Krishna, please let me love you. This would be a typical sampratanatmika vigyapti. Please, Krishna, let me love you. I may not love you as of yet. I may love objects or persons of this world, but please let me love you in the same spontaneous way. The example, too, which Rupa Goswami offers for prayers is where a devotee admits deeply his incompetence to the Lord. Matulyo nashti papadma o tvaparadi chakashana pratare pila jamaking bruve purushottama. O Supreme Lord, there is no one as sinful as me, no one who has committed so many offenses. What can I say? I'm simply ashamed to ask you to remove those mountains of sins. here devotee is really making himself small before the Lord. Dainya Bodhika Vigyapti. And finally, Lala Samayi Vigyapti means something very high, something which we teach you in the Kapanya Panjika seminar. It is to ask for some type of service. Although we may not be on the level of love of Godhead, we can still ask for some unattained loving service for the divine couple. And here is a prayer. Kada gambira yavacha shriya yukto jagat pate chamara vyakya hashtung mang evam kuviti vakshasi. O Master of the Universe, when will you, accompanied by Lakshmi, say with a deep voice to me, who am standing nearby, eager to serve you with a chamara, please, hey, come here. So the last prayer is a prayer of which is quite high. It's the prayer on the level of bhava. When you have already love of Godhead and you already can imagine standing nearby to the Lord due to the power of your love. But it is said that a person can be still on the fallen level if he just orients himself by the mercy of great souls to pray for this high thing. One day this high thing will come his way. I personally think when we deal with Srimati Radharani and her confidential word of service, that when we feel in our heart attracted to the way the devotees serve Srimati Radharani, we can carefully, from a distance, knowing our wretched condition, pray that one day, oh, when will that day come? With this, having said this much, and not burden you with much philosophy in the evening time, I would like to take you now into the world of Srimati Radharani. We have prepared this wonderful presentation, and we just hope that the Indian technical factor, especially the electricity, will go along with us. Radharani ki jai, Maharani ki jai. 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 Radhe, 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 Radhe Hare Rama. Hare Rama. Rama Rama. Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna.
Thank you.